Welcome, listeners. Today we are talking about how excess of materialistic things can lead to emptiness and dissatisfaction. We are going to bring in some facts that support this, along with examples from The Great Gatsby that exemplifies a perfect example of how money doesn't lead to happiness. Hi, I'm Jordan.
Hi, I'm Hanley.
Hi, I'm Brooke, and welcome to our podcast. I am not the only traveler who is not repaid his debt. I've been searching for a trail to follow again. Take me back to the night we met.
According to our research, there is no direct correlation between income and happiness. Once our basic needs are met, wealth makes very little difference to one's overall well-being and happiness. And in fact, extremely wealthy people actually suffer from higher rates of depression mentioned by the Huffman Post.
Also, after researching some things, I noticed that it is a fact that materialistic people also typically have empathetic qualities both towards others and towards the environment because they tend to be more self-centered. By focusing individuals on the glorification of consumption, psychologist Tim Kaiser wrote in The High Price of Materialism.
In modern-day materialism, people are now starting to define success beyond power and wealth, and it is more focused on living a good life. However, during the 1920s, things were very different due to the American dream and what it was defined as.
From a very young age, we as a society are bombarded with the glorification of rich and famous people in movies, television shows, and on social media. We are taught that in the world, the one way to be successful is being rich, beautiful, and popular. Indeed, when it comes to our relationship, those with materialistic goals not only rate their social interactions more negatively, but people in general rate their relationships with materialists as less satisfying as well. We live in a culture that defines success based on the amount of money in our bank account.
Now, moving on to how this incorporates The Great Gatsby, Daisy's the superficial trophy wife who lives off her husband's riches. She fell in love with Gatsby 5 years ago when he had nothing, so therefore decided to marry this man named Tom Buchanan. Mr. Buchanan had everything consisting of fame, riches, and wealth, and this led to a stable life for Daisy. Therefore, they got married. However, their marriage was not healthy and he had an affair. She continued to stay with him due to the security he was providing her with because of abundance of wealth he had.
5 years later now, Gatsby is rich through his bootlegging business. She is in love with him and never stopped loving him. However, now that he finally has money, she wants to be with him. After Gatsby's death, Tom and Daisy run away to start a new life, ultimately leaves the happiness she had with Gatsby dead.
She allowed the wealth to be more important than happiness with Gatsby and followed the path with Tom instead of the less materialistic one with Gatsby, leaving her with an unhappy marriage but wealth.
I believe that for many people, pursuing the American dream means achieving wealth with a fresh start and new opportunities. However, this should not be the case because it can lead people in the wrong direction. For example, coming up short of earning large amounts of wealth and guiding them to fail in the foreseeable future.
The American dream is nothing but a standard for a society that many people feel is the only way to succeed and have a successful life. For example, in The Great Gatsby, Gatsby felt that the only way to be successful and gain Daisy's attention was strictly based off of where he lived, what car he drove, and his overall appearance that he displayed.
He would go on to take part in the legal activities of bootlegging, which in the 1920s was very popular and could bring in wealth extremely fast and in very large quantities. After Gatsby had gained this wealth, he very quickly realized that he was unhappy with his life and recognized that what he had hoped to come by with all this money was not coming true, and it did not work out for him in the end.
Gatsby, however, is a fictional character in the book/movie and can be used as an example for all who believe that happiness can only be gained through wealth. Society has directed its absolute focus on the American dream to our youth, stressing to them the importance of reaching this dream. Displaying false information, leading our youth to believe that the only way to succeed in life is through the American dream, which has led to increased rate in homelessness and has added to society's overall lower class substantially.
The culprit that can be responsible for this problem is those who come up short or fail trying to contribute to society in their pursuit to follow societal norms of living the American dream. The Great Gatsby has many hidden messages regarding the American dream. For example, the Valley of Ashes. In The Great Gatsby, it is mainly focused on stressing those who succeed pursuing the American dream and live in the West/East eggs, which portrays the wrong message to those who are watching the movie or reading the book. This adds to society's problem regarding the American dream, displaying false information to the public about what you need to achieve in order to positively contribute to society and succeed in life.
Going back on the Valley of Ashes, which has had a significant role regarding the American dream and the negative events that can occur upon failing to reach the dream, which can be directly related to modern society and, like I said, increasing lower class. The author overall wants those reading to make a direct relation from the book to society and realize how the Valley of Ashes is just a literary representation, allowing you to fully see today's society in a different way that is represented by a much more detailed image that really distinguishes the different classes in society, which allows us to fully understand the real problems that has come about when pursuing the American dream, which is slowly creating a gap between the social classes we have that you are placed in based on your amount of wealth, which is exactly the problem we have come upon following the highly stressed goal of achieving the American dream in order to be successful.
The American dream was apparent in The Great Gatsby because it showed the wealthy side of society and people who were living the American dream and the negative impact it had on those people. During the 1920s, wealth was a direct reflection of how successful a person really is and what their stance in society was. The Great Gatsby was a book of love, hardships, and wealth, and focused on expressing the theme of how having extreme amounts of wealth results in a dejected lifestyle. Money is a huge motivator in the characters' relationships, motivations, and outcomes. The motivations are driven by their desire for money and things.
For example, Daisy stays married to Tom because he can provide her with a lifestyle she wants, even if this means she will be discontent with Tom for the rest of her life. Both Daisy and Tom weren't people who weren't considerate of others' feelings and really only cared about themselves. Through the book, Gatsby was in love with Daisy, and she was only attracted to his money. Gatsby's cars, mansions, and lavish parties were symbolic of the wealth Gatsby possesses. However, Gatsby doesn't strive to be wealthy because of greed. He strives to be wealthy because of his effort to win Daisy back. The only reason money matters to Gatsby is because he would think it will help his relationship with Daisy. Daisy will bring Gatsby happiness and nothing else. Oh, take me back to the night.
By the end of the book, Jay Gatsby has failed to win Daisy, the woman of his dreams. Despite his wealth, even with his efforts to win over Daisy, he died unhappy, unnoticed by the world. Studies show that in real world, too, while wealth can protect from disasters, only caring about money for its own sake is associated with unhappiness. By the Cornell Chronicle. The book answers the question, does money buy happiness? The answer is no. Becoming filthy rich does not guarantee happiness, and The Great Gatsby is a perfect example of why this is the case.
Thank you for tuning in with us today and listening to our research and discoveries on how excess of materialistic things leads to emptiness. Not only did we use our knowledge from the psychology of the brain, but also supporting details from The Great Gatsby. Daisy, Gatsby, and Tom all had an abundance of wealth, but were they truly happy inside? There was a gaping hole in their heart
that needed to be fulfilled by non-materialistic things. Daisy and Gatsby fulfilled their hearts with each other. However, their materialism was something they couldn't let go of. This eventually led to death. We would very much appreciate it if you all listeners tune in next time when we go into more depth about materialism. What the hell am I supposed to do? And then I can't tell myself not to write.